This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about what it means to serve a sovereign God. There was a time, quite honestly, when I knew what someone was saying when they referred to God as sovereign God. I generally knew what they were talking about. I couldn't specifically give you any examples in my own life. And once I heard a pastor further explain it, he said a member of his congregation came to him and said, "Why does the loving mother of a young family die, but the drunk get to live on?" And when he gave that example like that, I understood it better. And I understood in time that every experience, whether pleasant or painful, God allows it. If God allows it, it is serving a purpose. And when I turn to the scriptures, that is the revelation that Joseph also reached, because as we know, Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers. And I'm sure maybe even in the early years, Joseph thought that his brothers were ultimately responsible. But in Genesis 45, he reaches a different understanding and he tells his brothers, "Yes, it was God who sent me, not you." So we know that with a sovereign God, it doesn't happen unless he allows it to happen. The words that guide and comfort me are, "Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand." Proverbs 19:21. Tomorrow, let's talk about stewardship. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And so today, remember that if God is allowing it to happen, it is serving a purpose in your life.